Marilyn Kring Productions in association with Emergent Life Studio presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 2 for Autumn Semester 2019. Lecture 15, delivered on October 8th.
Today, review for Exam 1. Exam 1 will be 40 questions, multiple choice, true and false, and matching. I will go through what I think you should know, and then it is up to you to ask me questions. And the more specific you are, the more specific I can be about what is and is not on this exam. But to begin with, this is lecture-based, as I've said twice before, and I keep getting email messages. Let's try it one more time. This is lecture-based. If it's in the book, that if I've talked about it in class and it's in the book too, well, the book would be a place you could study for it. But it does not have to be in the book. It's only my lectures and what the content thereof that matters for this. A few things right off the bat, just to start off with. I will bring word for word probably three questions, maybe four, from your quizzes, your in-class quizzes. So I'll just copy and paste those in. There will be ones that were important as far as objectives go and all of that. So make sure that you have a good eye for what I might ask that was on one of the quizzes. Now, I've got the quiz keys online, although there's one answer that's in the key online that's incorrect, and I've got to remember to fix that. Well, I guess I just could just put the exam up on the overhead here. No, I don't think I'll do that. Okay, now let's start off. Every day, I start off by showing you the screens. So on this exam, I've done a screen capture of what you might see up there, but with respect to a specific stock. And I'll have you look at that stock's information and then answer some questions about it. I might ask you, okay, what was the opening price? What was the spread? How much are you going to pay if you buy it? How much are you going to get if you sell it? Is this a safe stock, a risky stock, a very risky, a very safe stock? And I will also say, okay, suppose that the projection that they give for 1 year is correct. Tell me what the total gain, the yield on your investment would be if you held it for 1 year. In other words, if what they're saying in Yahoo Finance screen is accurate for 1 year, okay, tell me you buy it today and you sell it in a year, what's your total yield on it? And I showed you that calculation on the board. Remember, there's the capital gain yield, and if there's a dividend, there's also the dividend yield. So just make sure that you know how to do that. Just pull up a couple of screens yourself for some stocks and just do the problem yourself based on what I showed you in class. So that counts for what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. So that if you've been paying attention to those screens, then you've got 5 questions nailed easily. And if you just simply know what the answers are to quiz questions, well, you've got 3 more there. So you will not go home empty-handed. Of course, that's still a 20%, 8 out of 40. That's a 20%. Okay. Now, also with respect to the current issues of the day, I'll ask you, well, what are the market trends right now? I could ask you something about what we've talked about in class, what I've said to you about, well, stock price volatility, volume, a risk of the market right now, that kind of information. So that gives you something else that's from the early minutes of every lecture. Over and over again, I've talked about it. So that's worth you noting as well. You probably also, I make sure, yes, I've already shown you twice the podcasting site, and I still have people saying, where's that podcasting site? I can't find it on ReggieNet, or I don't know what it is. Again, the podcasts are at isu-prof.com. And those are a wonderful resource. You just sit there with your notes in front of you and listen to the podcast. That might take up a lot of your time, okay, but it's worth it. I'll have you calculate a loan payment. I will have you calculate an effective rate on a loan. I will have you calculate the balance on a loan some certain time after you've taken it out and you've been making your payments. So those are just purely on your calculator. The book also has a formula you can use if you need to. I will also ask you a question about putting money into the bank and how much you have after a certain time. If you put money in over and over as an annuity, how much will you have after 20 years if you put money in every month or every 6 months or every week or every couple of weeks? Again, straight up calculator. If you know how to do the calculator routines, you're in good shape. Just make sure you know, you recognize the difference between an ordinary annuity and an annuity due. I've also talked about the economy itself right now and what's going on with it. Make sure you know where we are in the economic cycle. What's going on with the yield curve? What's going on with activity in certain sectors, like the manufacturing sector? I mentioned that one of the days the market crashed was because dropped very hard was because of the manufacturing index. Make sure that you know those, and that if you don't have it in your notes, then you should go back through your podcast because it's right there in the lectures. Can't tell you exactly which one. But let me see here. As far as special topics go, well, I'm certainly going to ask you about the Federal Reserve. And you'll have a number of questions about what makes up an interest rate, the structure of an interest rate? What makes up the risk-free rate? What are the parts of the risk premium? Make sure you know that. I will ask specifically that. I will also ask in that same regard about my lecture, the part of the lecture where I went through the last from 1960 to the 1980s. Who did what? What words? I used terms. War on poverty. Stagflation. I also brought up the OPEC oil embargo. No dates and names. As I said, the cowardice of history teachers informs them that you don't need to know dates and names. Not in this class. That's not true in this class. You do need to know dates and names. The presidents, what were their policies? Who did what? Also, you would want to know about agency. What's the difference between the principal and the agent? Know the terminology. Perquisite, shirking, etc. Vicarious liability. Those kinds of terms. The monitoring and enforcement of a contract. Who does what? Fiduciary duty. What are its three elements?
I'm basically giving you the test. I mean, they call me Pizza Hut. I deliver. Now, as I said, the matching part, I mean, I try to make the matching part hard, but it's pretty obvious. No terminology in this class. The difference between money and capital. What's the difference between a bank and an investment bank? What is the MD&A? What's an 8K? What's an IPO? What's the difference between a secondary market and a primary market? I brought up some laws in this class, the Securities Act of 1933, the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, Glass-Steagall, Sarbanes-Oxley, Frank Dodd. Make sure you know, not in great detail, I didn't give you great detail, but I gave a broad outline of what each one was aiming to accomplish. Make sure you know the laws at that level. Okay. Why was Sarbanes-Oxley passed? What was Glass-Steagall? Is it still around? Why were there two different laws in the 1930s, the Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Exchange Act of 1934? Know the difference. What they address the same thing, securities, but they address different activities. Make sure you know that. Oh, mother's work is never done. As far as terminology goes, other terms you would want to know, flight to quality, liquidity, barter, commodity, fiat, and crypto. Barter, commodity, fiat, and crypto. Make sure you know those terms, what they mean. As far as calculations go, I will give you one of those where your holding period isn't a whole number of years. I give you, by the way, yes, I do give you the number of days, and you have to calculate the yield, on the annualized yield. As a matter of fact, let me do something here real quick. Okay, one. Oh, before I go on, make sure you know the difference between the issuer and the investor, as far as debt goes. Who buys, who sells the debt instrument? The difference between a bill, a note, and a bond. Make sure you know that. The difference between a bill, a note, and a bond. I'm counting the number of math questions. What do you do, Matt? One, two, three, well, some of them are like stupid math, easy math. I'm not going to count those. Three. Four. Five. It looks like six serious math questions and then a couple You just have to multiply something or divide something. It's a matter of knowing what you do, actually. Looks like six. Serious math questions. Oh, a few other terms here. Know what a euro dollar is. And now, on this test, I don't directly have you calculate any financial ratios. However, you have to know how the financial ratios work in order to answer a couple of the questions. They would be along the line of, well, is this ratio more than or less than this ratio? Kind of things. Make sure you know the difference between the prior and the residual claimants on cash flows of a corporation. Who has the prior claim? Who has the residual claim? I asked this on one of the quizzes, and I'll revisit that. In other words, there will be some questions. There are some that are just copy and paste. And then there will be a few others that are essentially the same question worded differently. Know the different types of business organizations. Sole proprietorship, partnership, corporation. Make sure you know the different forms that you can find at the SEC. In other words, you'll see forms like 8K, 10Q, 10K, 13G, several others too. Let me go through here real quick one last time and see if I have anything else to talk to you about. Different kinds of banks. I think I already mentioned this. Different kinds of banks and financial intermediaries, I should say. You know, I gave you this whole long list of there were commercial banks, retail banks, mutual funds, community banks, ETFs, private equity funds, hedge funds. Just go through that list and know what's special about each one of those. Especially some I went into more detail. Yeah. Okay. That. Yeah. Well, and make sure in the ethics lecture, I went through the agency problem, but I also talked about the origins of how we think about ethics with the different schools of thought and who's established them. Remember, there was the categorical imperative, there was utilitarianism, there was situational ethics, and who was the promoter or the idealist in each of those different means of dealing with ethical issues. Well, I've said what I'm going to say. It's your turn. Ask me questions. Yeah.
Okay, so serious math questions, do those kind of overlap, like calculate loan payment, debt rating?
Yeah, that's the kind I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Is the serious math questions would be find a loan payment. Okay. Find the balance after 2 years or 5 years on a loan. Find the effective rate. Those kinds of questions. Find a future value. Go.
At some point earlier this semester, you had mentioned us being allowed a cheat sheet.
Yes, you're all. No, I'm not. No. You get a 4x6 card each side, not a sheet. You can also bring your formula, that formula sheet that's on ReggieNet. No writing on that at all. But you get a card, not a sheet, and it's 4x6. Yes, both sides for that. Yeah. The what? They have nothing to really to do with each other. No, rental rate is just a rate that you get to use an asset. In other words, interest rates are rental rates on money. But I know where you said. I know where it was. I said that there are different rates that you hear. There are coupon rates, rental rates, growth rates, decay rates, things like that. They all have to do with a change. All have to do with change of some kind. But yeah, nothing that, yeah, you kind of blindsided me. What do they have to do with each other? The only thing is they are all the same physics principle, something changing. Yes. What else do you have? Yeah. Bring a calculator with you. It'll help you a lot. Otherwise, you're cranking with formulas. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just doing formulas on paper, and that's way too much like work for some of these. I don't think I could even do them in some of them in 45 in an hour and 15 minutes. What else? Yeah. EPS. No, but there's something similar to it, kind of, sort of. Keep pushing me. Come on, ask me more. Well, someone... there's something that has to do with... I'm going to ask you something where you have to find the number of shares of a company that are outstanding. Well, go on, ask me some more. Well, okay, I'm letting it go. That's all, you know. You got halfway to the end of the third season of Stranger Things, and you don't want to know what happened at the end. Hopefully the twerps finally died. Oh, go ahead.
How do you find the number of outstanding shares?
Huh?
How do you find outstanding shares?
Well, one way you could look at the 10K of the company, the financial statements, but that's not what you want to do here. This is going to be something where you have to know there's a number that you will see, and from that number, you can get the number of shares outstanding. Yes?
Is it going to be on the screenshot?
No. Oh, yeah, on the screenshot. Yes. The screenshot will be of a specific corporation, and I had to do the screenshot this weekend, so it's the information is a little old, but those kinds of things don't change that fast. But I try to find a happy stock that had actually gone up in price, and that's getting harder. Go. You know, did you ever watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons? No, you... this generation, my God. Bugs Bunny once said, "Nah, are you going to shoot me?" And the hunter said, "Could be, Wabbit." I can't believe you never watched Bugs Bunny. Daffy Duck, you're despicable. God, you probably never even watched Bullwinkle. What else? Yeah. Only in a secondary sort of way, you might see something where you see a PE ratio and you have to sort of assess what it's telling you. That's a possibility, but I wouldn't have you calculate one directly. We've gotten to the point where there's so many places where you can find this kind of information that it's like calculations. I do want you to do them, but it's not for blood. What else do you have? Anything? Okay. Eat your Wheaties. Get up early on Thursday morning. And when you come in here, just get ready to hit the ground and roll. That's all I have for you today, I think.